Look, we've been over this. Abeloth is alive, and I have no idea where she's hiding. Luke started down the bank toward the raft. If Abeloth remained alive, then Callista, or whatever Callista had become, probably remained with her. Given a chance to concentrate in peace, he might be able to focus on her force presence and locate their quarry that way. Unless you have a better idea, I'm going back to the shadow to meditate on it.
To meditate?
Talon said, remaining on the bank behind Luke.
I have a better idea than that, I think.
Luke half expected his spine to start bristling with danger sense. Instead, he saw ship wobble aloft and wheel around toward them. He glanced back and saw Talon looking in the vessel's direction, his eyes half closed in concentration. You think ship is going to help us? Luke asked.
You're the one who noted that it had been under Abeloth's control,
Kai reminded him.
Perhaps the High Lord can learn something useful from it.
I wouldn't hold my breath, Ben grumbled. Ship has probably been spying for her since it got back.
Talon shot Ben a smirk.
I can handle ship, young Skywalker.
You're talking to a Sith High Lord now, not an adolescent apprentice girl.
Angry disbelief flared in Vistara's eyes, suggesting that she believed the same thing Luke did, that Talon was badly overestimating his control of the vessel. Ship passed overhead and dropped onto its struts atop the bank, its eye-like viewport facing the High Lord. From Luke's position, a little behind and below the vessel, it was possible to see that the long, triangular hull breach caused by the power plant explosion was already half-mended, with edges that were now smooth and puckered inward instead of jagged and flared outward. Even the craters left by Jaina's cannon hits were starting to close, and the scorch blossoms had faded from a deep, sooty black to more of a charcoal gray. How ship was repairing itself, Luke had no idea, but the way it had been sitting quiet and shut down, trusting the Sith to keep watch over it, reminded him a lot of a healing trance. Talon turned to ship.
Is Abeloth still alive?
He asked.
Share your answer with the others, so the Jedi will know I am being honest.
Luke's spine bristled with the chill of a dark side touch, and then ship spoke.
The dead do not move themselves.
Its voice was wispy and low, audible only within the mind.
If the Skywalkers did not hide her, then she must be alive.
Talon frowned.
That's no answer.
It is the only answer I have. She released me when I was wounded. What became of her later, you know better than I.
Luke stepped to Talon's side. Let's assume that she is still alive.
Yes, let's.
Talon agreed. He kept his gaze focused on ship.
Where would we look for her?
A glimmer appeared in the viewport, not inside ship, but in the viewport material itself, and Luke had the feeling that ship's attention had shifted to him.
You know where to find the answer.
Luke felt a dark tentacle of longing take form inside him, slithering higher and starting to grow, and he knew that Ben had been right. Abeloth had survived, and ship remained under her sway.
You have been there before.
Unsure whether ship was speaking to him alone or to Talon and everyone else, Luke did not reply. Instead, he pointed his son around behind ship. Kai motioned Vistara up the bank to join him, then came to stand next to Luke, leaving him flanked on both sides by Sith. After a moment's silence, Talon finally looked over at Luke.
What did it say?
Knowing Talon would sense a lie, Luke merely shrugged and shook his head.
Nothing we can trust, he said. Ben's right. Ship is spying for Abeloth.
Jedi liar!
The gleam faded from Ship's viewport as it shifted its attention away from Luke.
He is only trying to hide it from you.
Talon shot Luke a sidelong glance, then asked,
"Hide what?"
Luke sighed, and knowing that Shipp would say the name if he did not, answered,
"The Pool of Knowledge."
The planet's greatest treasure.
A slit opened in Shipp's flank, and it extruded a long boarding ramp.
"Come aboard, all of you. I'll take you there."